Okay, so have you ever, like, imagine stepping right into your computer, not just looking at a screen, but actually being inside the digital world?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something straight out of Star Trek, right?
Totally.
But that's what we're diving into today, spatial computing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the author we're looking at today is seriously pumped about it. It's kind of infectious, actually.
I bet.
They're especially fired up about how this tech could, like, obliterate
Yeah.
the whole screen-based world as we know it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because right now we're stuck interacting with this flat two-dimensional thing, right?
Right.
But what if we could actually move through information, manipulate it in three dimensions? That's the promise of spatial computing.
And what's really fascinating here is that spatial computing, it's not just about augmented reality or VR, which a lot of people might already be familiar with.
It's like next level stuff.
Yeah, it goes way beyond just like overlaying digital images onto the real world.
Yeah.
Spatial computing actually understands and interacts with the physical space around you. It creates this two-way relationship,
It's a
right?
two-way street.
Yeah. Your movements in the real world influence the digital, and the digital in turn shapes how you experience your actual surroundings.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So it's not just about sticking on a headset and disappearing into some like virtual void. The author actually mentioned devices like the Meta Quest 2 and 3 and even Apple's Vision Pro as kind of early examples of where this is all going.
Yeah, and it seems like they're really excited about where those devices can go in the future, too.
It does. It does. It sounds like this goes way beyond just gaming, though, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. Work, education, entertainment, even just navigating your day-to-day life. Spatial computing has the potential to change everything.
Yeah, that's what's so mind-blowing about it. It's not just a shiny new gadget. It's about fundamentally changing how we interact with information and with each other.
Yeah, like a fundamental shift.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to unpack today in this deep dive, okay?
Yeah.
So buckle up, because this is going to be big.
Yeah.
And speaking of work, did you know that the author actually got to try out spatial computing for themselves?
They did, yeah, with the Meta Quest 2 and this app called Immersed VR. Pretty wild.
I know, right? And get this, they were using it to like create this insane multi-screen setup.
Five virtual monitors up at
That's
once.
five, seriously.
Plus, they had their phone and iPad screens pulled in there too. All viewable, all usable in their virtual space.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. Like the multitasking possibilities alone with that kind of setup
Sears.
are insane. But hold on a sec. Didn't the author run into a bit of a roadblock with the whole pass-through thing?
Yeah, you're right. They did mention that. It wasn't quite as seamless as they'd hoped. Which makes sense because for spatial computing to really work, that blend between the real and the digital, it has to be flawless. It's crucial.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't like jacked into the matrix yet, break it down. What exactly is pass-through?
So imagine you're wearing a VR headset, right? Pass-through is the technology that lets you still see your actual surroundings, instead of bumping into walls and furniture and stuff.
Right, important.
Yeah, super important. But it's not just about like practicality. It's about making that digital world feel like it's actually part of your physical space. And to do that, pass-through has got to be crystal clear, responsive, like you're looking through a window that's not even
A
there.
window that's not even there. Got it.
Exact.
So it's not enough to just be in the virtual world. You also got to feel anchored to reality at the same time.
100%. Otherwise, it's just a recipe for nausea.
Right. Like digital vertigo or something.
Pretty much. And that's where things get tricky, tricking our senses into truly believing those digital elements are part of our physical reality.
Yeah.
Technologically, we're not quite there yet, but.
But it's getting closer. I mean, the author specifically called out the new Meta Quest 3 as having better pass-through.
Yep, supposed to be a big step up.
And they were also geeking out about the immersed visor in the Apple Vision Pro, right?
Right, those are like top of the line.
Sounds like there's some really promising developments happening in the world of pass-through.
Definitely. Companies are putting serious resources into it, and honestly, I think we're on the cusp of some major, major breakthroughs.
That's exciting, especially considering how mind-blowing the potential benefits are here. I mean, we're talking about completely changing how we work, learn, play, experience the world.
Totally. And the author's experience really highlighted those possibilities. Despite the early hiccups, they came away from it even more convinced about spatial computing's potential to like seriously transform our world.
Transformative. It's a big word, but I think it fits here, don't you?
It totally fits. So yeah, transformative.
Okay, so we've talked about multitasking with five virtual monitors, which, by the way, is still blowing my mind.
I know, right?
But what other, like, amazing possibilities did the author uncover during their deep dive into spatial computing? But what other, like, amazing possibilities did the author uncover during their deep dive into spatial computing?
Well, they were totally blown away by the potential for immersive experiences.
Immersive how? Give me the details.
Okay, so picture this. Instead of just watching a historical documentary, you're like right there in the middle of ancient Rome, walking the streets, interacting with people,
Oh.
or imagine collaborating with colleagues from all over the world.
Yeah.
But instead of it being through like a flat screen, you're all in a shared virtual workspace where you can actually like interact with objects and ideas in 3D.
Okay, so it's like teleporting your office to a beach in Bali or something,
Exactly.
but without the sunburn.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
definitely without needing those noise-canceling headphones to block out the sound of the actual waves crashing on the beach.
Right. Although, I mean, maybe you could have that too if you wanted.
True, true. Options are good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so immersive experiences, check. What else?
Well, the author was also super excited about the educational possibilities.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, imagine a world where kids can explore the human body from the inside out, you know?
Oh, wow.
Or take a field trip to the Amazon rainforest without even leaving their classroom.
Talk about bringing learning to life.
Right. No more dozing off in the back row when you can like actually climb a virtual volcano for your geology lesson.
Okay, that would have been a game changer back in my school days.
Totally. And then, of course, there's entertainment.
Of course. Gotta have fun with it too.
Exactly. So think interactive movies where you actually influence the storyline, or games that like blend seamlessly with your actual surroundings,
Okay, now we're talking.
blurring the lines between fantasy and reality.
Now that's just cool. But it sounds like this goes way beyond just like fun and games,
Well,
right?
absolutely.
The author even mentioned how spatial computing could revolutionize things like healthcare, architecture, even like
Yeah.
firefighting.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Surgeons could use it to like plan complex procedures with incredible precision. Architects could actually step inside their designs before they even build anything.
Whoa.
And firefighters, they could navigate through like smoke-filled buildings with, you know, enhanced spatial awareness.
Which could actually save lives.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's really incredible when you start to think about all the possibilities.
Endless possibilities. It's
Yeah.
exciting, but honestly, kind of daunting too, you know? Like, it's a lot to wrap your head around.
It totally is. But I think that's the thing about groundbreaking technology, right? It forces us to like adapt and evolve. And even though the full potential of spatial computing is still kind of unfolding in front of us,
Right.
it's already clear that it's going to be transformative.
Transformative. Yeah, that's the word for it. So, if our listeners are going to take away one thing from this deep dive, what should it be? Like, what's the core message here?
I'd say the core message is that spatial computing, it's not just about fancy headsets, you
What's
know?
sicker than that?
Yeah, it's about a fundamental shift in how we interact with information and with the world around us. And sure, we might not have that like perfect, crystal clear pass-through experience just yet.
Right.
But the breakthroughs, they're happening faster than we ever imagine.
So buckle up, listeners.
Yeah, buckle
The
up.
future of spatial computing is coming, ready or not.
It's going to be a wild ride.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring.